Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, December the 28th, and it is about 7:05 in the morning. Oh, well, we're going to get to the weather here, but, you know, this is one of those days to be protected. Maybe if you could, stay inside, and if not, well, Linda will be talking about that in a minute. But, of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Hey, Bad Bob, we need to turn on my clocks here. And so, what'd you do yesterday, Bad Bob?
Actually, I was reorganizing the studio to my studio over there at Belangi Entertainment. So it was took advantage of a few quiet days to do some housekeeping.
Yeah, well, you know, I think in between the now and New Year's, we're going to be doing some things to. You know, get ready for this new year coming in. It's going to be great. And speaking of great and new, here she is.
New?
Yeah. It's a new day every day when I wake up with you.
All right.
It's a new day.
Nicely done.
Hey,
yeah,
it is.
That was a good...
good
morning, everyone. Okay, I have to just share with you. I think that I can see why, you know, our bodies are really, I mean, and cheers to those women who have children later on in life. We were with a 4 and 8 year old for, what, 3 days, 3.5 days? And these children, very good children, by the way, they are, their parents, Carl's daughter and son-in-law, are really good with their kids. In other words, they don't run all over the place screaming and yelling. And if they go there, which is a natural thing, they're, you know, I mean, they are kids. They have boundaries, and I like that because I think in our lives we have boundaries. It's good to color outside the boundaries, and we all try to do that. But going back to the kids, 4 and 8 years old, do not take naps. Does my voice sound a little low today? it's nonstop, and it was a treat and an experience. It's like, I guess, having that, if you're around it all the time, it would be building a callus up, kind of like you get used to this energy, you know. And it's just Carl and I and Snooki. So they were so wonderful with Snooki. Snooki was so wonderful with them. We had the best time. We took them up. We've never been, in fact, you were listening yesterday, we've never been to Eskimo Hill. We kept saying, where do we go? We kept calling to Anselmo's, are we in the right place? You know, because we didn't know how far up it was. And, of course, when we left Redding, it was just moderate. It wasn't even raining. And we get up to Eskimo Hill, and it was blizzard freezing.
And now you need change to go up there.
Freezing. So I literally jumped in place the whole time.
You were trotting around. The whole time you were trotting. I thought that was cute.
I have to tell the story because we went up and we didn't really take any, we took some snow gear, but not really. I mean, Jennifer gets out of the car and she doesn't even have a sweater cap on. So you took your sweater cap off because you had some kind of hood. And so the kids, you know, I mean, it was intense, but it was really eye-opening because it was snow and you could hardly see and it was windy and cold. So in order, if you've been to Eskimo Hill, you have to park on the highway and then get off and then kind of walk a ways to get to the hill. So we get there, and Vince, we don't have any kind of, like, again, any kind of ski toys or anything. So he said, well, you know, this is good red-blooded America. I'm just going to ask somebody if I could borrow the toboggan or some kind of thing that I can walk up to the top of the hill and at least slide down with kids. So the first lady he goes to, he says, hi, I know we're not from here. We've drove all the way up here. We don't have a toboggan. You know, and he sees us, the family, standing right there. It's not like we're a bunch of degenerates. And she says, no. Just straight out, no.
Well, she didn't. I thought that was cool. Hey, so, may I use your toboggan? No. Okay, thank you.
So then he went on.
See, it's her toboggan.
Well,
it's her toboggan.
What would you have done? You wouldn't have said no.
No, but then that's not me. We're not talking about me. We're talking about a woman, and this a guy comes up and just, hey, can I borrow your toboggan? No. And instead of going through it all, why you can't and all this, she just says no. So no time was wasted. So he went to the next family, and they loaned him the sled for one, you know, for a run down the hill.
Yeah, they did, and they were easygoing and had their family there and everything. And then Jennifer had said later on, the wind came up so hard, it totally caught her off guard, and she fell down. I mean, it just caught her off balance. And that same woman laughed at her. I mean, I was about ready. I heard that later. I was ready to go, like, take the.
Oh, didn't that we'd have you
take
out there
the
rolling
snow out
in the
under
snow,
under her
yeah,
feet.
Rolling around.
But anyway,
in the snow.
So they went up, and these people. I just have to share the story. So there's, you know, good Northern Californians. Yay, thank you, for letting our, you know, East Coast son-in-law, to borrow your toboggan and go to the top with the kids and ride down and have the experience on Eskimo Hill. That's what we love about the North State because we're so generous up here. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and tell you about the storm that is happening on the way. And Bob is so great at weather. He'll be telling you about the alert. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460, 7:14 in the morning on December the 28th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567 is the numbers. We are chatting, and good morning, Sharon. Sharon just rolled into the chat room. Hey, good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, and everybody, it's KCNR 1460, and all you have to do is hit that button that says, do you want to be in the chat room? Click. Okay, Bob, tell us what's happening with weather.
Well, the National Weather Service in Sacramento has issued a flood watch for a portion of Northern California. That includes our areas. We're expecting 2 to 3 inches of rain out of this storm that can make those streams and small creeks flood, and especially in urban areas, we have parts around areas around Redding that are prone to that, and of course, you know where you are. Now, of course, a watch means something that is likely to happen. A warning is when something is actually going on. Those are the two levels of alerts from the National Weather Service. So this storm could be significant in terms of the amount of water we're going to see.
Okay, you know, what on the different weather channels, things that we were looking at, it looks like we're going to get a lot of rain. And we're going to get it during the day, but also then tonight. So if you've had problems with flooding already, you need to be on the watch. You need to be on the lookout because it could really come down today. And you could really, really get nailed. So please be aware of that. Okay, hey, let's talk about Twin View Towing just for a second. Ken Robertson owns this. This is for their 20th year. We're going to try and get Mr. Robertson on the show, but for the 20th year, they're offering free rides to people that have been drinking too much. That's right, been drinking too much. You call him at 243-1010. I'll make sure you get home. Now, we've already had 39 people arrested over these holidays for DUI. And here's the thing is, frankly, I don't care if you don't, you know, if they shouldn't have stopped me, they shouldn't have done this. If you're drinking and you're driving impaired, I want you to be caught. And if you're drinking and you're not sure if you're impaired, give Twin View Towing a call. Give somebody a call. Don't be out there driving. We've had a good friend, okay, which is changing the subject completely, a good friend of ours was in a car wreck. What was that, yesterday there, Bad Bob?
Yeah, I got an email from our friend Kelly that somebody ran a stop sign in front of him, and I'd be intrigued to know if she was texting at the time, and he wound up T-boning her. Fortunately, the airbags deployed, did their job. He's got a big bruise on his chest. As interesting than the pictures, the airbags blew out the windshield. It put a big crack in the windshield.
Yeah, well, they do that. Well, it's better than that. We've had instances in our family where the airbags deployed and saved your mom's life, though. So
I'm going to make a challenge for all of you regarding Christmas, and best of a quick recovery for our friend Kelly. But going back, I'm going to make a challenge for you. A lot of times what happens is we go through the Christmas rush. We have this wonderful day at Christmas. How many of you really do write thank you notes? And thank you notes are really a very pleasurable thing because long after the gift, the notes, if the gift is perishable or, you know, you grow out of it, the note is something that you keep in your keepsake box of something that from an era. So take a little time and write a thank you note. Those were the days. And on this day, December 28th, the Pennsylvania Gazette, owned by Benjamin Franklin, ran an ad for the first issue of Poor Richard's Almanac. On this day in 1732, the ad promised many pleasant and witty verses, jests and sayings, new fashions, games for kisses, men, and melons. Breakfast in bed, etc.
You just
Richard's Almanac was published from 1733 to 1757 by Richard Saunders, who was really Ben Franklin. Did you know that? Ben Franklin was Richard Saunders.
Well, you know what really tickles me is you sitting there just giggling.
An almanac. I'm sorry. I'll go back and read what I just said. Now you got me all screwed up. An almanac is a calendar, but Ben Franklin found room on his calendars to include short, witty sayings about daily situations. This unique idea was a popular success, and Franklin became very rich.
Well, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Blogger, yeah. You know.
The first blogger. Yeah, you do it, and then you run it through the printing press, and you put all that out. So
also on this day...
Can you imagine if we were having to do that? I mean, now the blogs would be just a little bit slower. So yeah, they'd be called papers. That's what papers used to be. Hey, we have to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest today at 7:30, we're going to have Jay the taxi driver, and we're going to be hearing taxi driver stories. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Aaron Ryan from We the People. So join us right after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:23 in the morning, December the 28th. We're quickly reaching New Year's. There's a man in Michigan faces up to 5 years in prison. And what'd he do? Read his wife's email. Yeah, it's they're using the prosecutors. Relying on a Michigan statute typically used to prosecute crimes such as identity theft or stealing trade secrets have charged this guy with a felony after he logged onto a laptop in his home he shared with his wife, Clara. He used her password. He accessed her Gmail account and learned that she was having an affair. He's facing a February 7th trial. She filed for divorce. They say this is the first time a statute's been used in a domestic case, and it might be hard to prove. There's no clear legal answers here. Well, I think there's a clear answer. You're a bunch of idiots. You're a bunch of idiots in Michigan for actually even taking this to trial. How about this? Idiots. Okay, so he read her email. He had her password. Maybe she gave him her password. But the bottom line is that... from now, if I look over Linda's shoulder like I'm doing right now and reading her email, that makes me a felon?
You will die.
Yeah, I know. It was like, not that I'm interested in everything that you've got there, actors.
No, we share, whatever.
We do share, yeah. And we do have it. And so, but that's, but that's our relationship. You can get into my computer anytime you want to, and I can get into yours.
Yeah, I've
but
nothing
the
to
point
hide.
Is, about 45% of divorce cases involve some snooping. And gathering of email. He said, but that's generally are used by warring parties for civil reasons, not for criminal prosecution. And that, the fact that the two are living together and that he had routine access to the computer. I mean, how stupid is this? Why even waste money on this? Okay, that got me started. See, what happens, Jim Bremer, my friend, our news guy, he looks at certain stories he knows is just going to torque me. Now, this is the one. To mentally disabled illegals must be given lawyers as they fight deportation, a U.S. District Court judge has ruled. These two guys are the center of a case that marks one of the first instances in which a judge ordered representation for an individual in immigration proceedings, according to a coalition of advocacy lawyers. They said that, argued that the men's diminished mental capacities made them unable to voice their own interest. Well,
they were smart enough to get here.
How'd they get here? This guy, one of them, is a paranoid schizophrenic who served 1 year of a 2-year sentence for an assault conviction with in a scuffle over tomatoes. they're here illegally. First of all, it must really be hard to get in this country if you've got two people that kind of, are not all together with it. They just walk across the border, so they had like to have a job, and probably one of them was working for TSA. But, no, he couldn't have been because he was here illegally. But we're providing lawyers for that. I just love it. This is just something that at the end of this year, you just have to enjoy. You know.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, and then the Iraqi prime minister says U.S. forces must leave on time. Hey, I'm all for that. We've been there long enough. You know, well, we've been there long enough. If they can't handle it by now, then they're never going
to
handle it.
I think we need to discuss, too. We've got Jay coming up in just a few minutes here that's going to be talking about with some of his taxi cab experiences, and it'll be fun for you to chat back and forth with him in the chat room. Or give us a call, 605-4567. We do have a hotline here, 605-4567. But, you know, recently, if you've been having your ear attuned to the radio or listening to the television, you know, recently there's been a Northern California pilot who has posted some revealing loopholes in airport security on YouTube. And he says he's pretty shocked with the national uproar he has caused. Chris Liu, 50-year-old Colfax resident and 27-year veteran pilot, said in an interview with a Sacramento television station that he never imagined his little video of what he felt were lax procedures at San Francisco International Airport would get much attention. What do you think of that?
I think that what he showed was he went down and he showed that, you know, upstairs. Well, he upstairs, you're going through body scans, you're going through, you're being molested by people who are wearing uniforms, and then you go downstairs, and you can see this. I mean, as you look outside, he said it's not a big thing that people can still see this. You just have a card that you could probably take from somebody. You swipe it through a door, and now you've got access. As many people as can walk through there now have access to the loading areas, to the different parts of the planes. And this goes right back to what I was saying before. Show us what all of these, just give us a ballpark figure of what all of these things we have to go to, all these security procedures, what have they done to make us safer? Really, have they caught any terrorists? Have they stopped people from bringing weapons that could be used to take the aircraft? I'm not talking about nail clippers. I'm not talking about having a nail file, that kind of stuff. But what have they done? What has been accomplished by that? And then you go and you get a video from a pilot who has access to this, and you realize is that, oh, maybe a lot of this is just window dressing. What's going on down below?
Well, bottom line is neither the ground workers nor their belongings are inspected, as you say.
Yeah.
So I think here's a guy who has all of these years as a veteran pilot, and it would be interesting to get Jim's take on this, who's laid it all in the line. Because what he's trying to show you is there are holes in the procedures. It's not happening. And if he loses his job, what he's doing is bringing attention to the fact that this is a chronic problem. What do you think?
Yeah, this is Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, we're both back, huh?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:34 in the morning, December the 28th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellites off of Airport Road. Doug Tooley does Dish TV, 244-1988. He has rebates right now that will give you Dish Satellite and hundreds of channels and HD TV for free. But you have to call him, and he does great work. We use him for our Dish Satellite. It's Doug Tooley at 244-1988.
46 degrees. Heavy rain today and a weather alert. Bob, do you care to see what's on the computer?
There is a flood watch in effect until late this evening. We could see 2 to 3 inches in some areas and spots that are prone to flooding, such as small rivers, streams, and creeks. And long-timers around here know where those are. And please be aware of that. There's still a lot of trash in some of those creek areas, and we could see some flooding along with rock and mud slides, and that will remain in effect until late tonight. Again, 2 to 3 inches of rain expected out of this incoming storm. We were just looking at the radar, and it is nasty on the coast, and it's coming our way.
Well, you know, it's going to get worse. Hey, you know what? We have the most eclectic groups of friends and guests that you could possibly have, because it's a community radio station, and we're proud of that. We're proud of our community, and we have different businesses on and that. And one of our listeners who calls on a regular basis while he's working, which is okay because he has that type of job, he can do that as long as he pulled over, is Jay the taxi driver. And Jay the taxi driver is here today.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all today?
Good morning.
Yeah, so you know what? It's being a taxi driver in Reading, is it interesting?
It is. You know, working for Reading Yellow Cab is actually, to be honest.
Whoa.
Little ring there.
Oh, we're going to Yellow Cab.
A Yellow Cab.
Is actually, frankly, the best job I've ever had. I like it a lot because it's something different every day. You meet a lot of very interesting people in both meanings of the word. And it's actually a very enjoyable job. You get to help people, and it's a nice community to work in.
How was it for you over the holidays? What kind of, in generalities, the temperature of people?
Well, you know, most folks in the last couple of years were kind of desperate because of the financial situation. What I've noticed is that a lot of people have acclimated to our current financial situation. Things aren't necessarily better, but instead of two cars and a house, they have one car and an apartment. You know, they're able to buy more now because they've simplified their lives. They've been able to acclimate to the current situation. And, you know, as always, people are very warm, and tips are good. People always treat you really well about this time of year.
Well, you know, with that in mind, what you said is, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit, was the food stamp applications have hit a record high this last month in Shasta County. And they're having to hire 10 more employees next year to take care of this. And so 10% of the county residents have applied for food stamps, and many of them, these families, work.
Well,
so
you, kinda like what you realize saying. You can make $30,000 a year and still get food stamps.
Right, and that's what they're saying, is that they've lost jobs, they've lost, they're not working full-time jobs. You may have a family working part-time jobs.
Right.
It's just, you know, they're just on dire straits.
Or one person working full-time, and
that's
the other parent, because child care is so expensive.
Yeah. I didn't realize you could do it with $30,000.
Well, approximately, yeah.
Anyway, but the it kind of goes along with what you're saying. They're still out there fighting. They're still trying.
Well, you know, people in Reading have always had a somewhat challenging economic environment. It's always been that way around here, unless you happen to know somebody or have a special skill set. And it's been especially so in the last couple of years.
Okay. Question is ask. He says, ask taxi guy. What do you charge, or taxi man? What do you charge? What does it cost to take a cab these days?
Basically, it's $4.95 for the first mile. That helps us not drive across town, take you two blocks, and get scalped, you know, because we pay for our own gas at $3 a gallon. It's $2.70 a mile, and I'm not going to badmouth the competition, but we are cheaper. So before you go, oh, my goodness, check the other guys and come back.
Okay, so how does somebody reserve you for New Year's Eve?
Well, I am a day driver.
Okay.
But am I allowed to plug my number?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. You can call me personally at 510-0651. That's my personal cell. That's the number that I answer at. And I work from 5 in the morning to about 3 to 5 in the afternoon, depending on how busy it is, Monday through Friday. If you wanted to get a hold of the dispatch for any other hours, you can call 222-1234. We make it real simple.
So do you, when you work for Yellow Cab, do you buy, we probably talked about this before, but sometimes I can't multitask, so forgive me. And for those tuning in, when you work for the cab company, do you buy your own cab and then you like pay a fee to drive the cab?
Well, I've noticed that every cab company does it a little differently.
Okay.
The cab companies in this town supply the vehicles for the drivers.
Okay.
And then they get a percentage.
So you don't know what car you're going to drive day to day?
No.
Okay.
You don't. Generally, you have an idea.
Okay.
But they're all good vehicles. We drive the Crown Vicks, and Crown Vicks are very good cars.
All right. Well, go ahead. We're going to take a break. We're talking to our taxi guy today. He's going to start having a regular spot on our show once a month, and we're going to be asking, what
we're going to talk taxi
the philosophy. Eyes of a taxi driver in North State.
Hang on tight.
We'll be right back after these messages.
PCNR 1460, Bad Bob's queued up the taxi theme. Carl and Linda Bond.
What a great show. It was an ensemble show.
It was a great show.
It's like a Cheers show.
It's like
a rolling Cheers show.
You really got to know exactly all the characters, and everybody became stars from it.
Danny DeVito, priceless.
You know. And
John Travolta.
Forget about it.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew in 2143 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. Those are people there, our favorites. Joe and Shelley are just great people. They've done so much for our community. I just can't forget about the fact how they did put 500 packages together to send our troops overseas when we did the packages for the, without being asked, they just did it. Plus, all these other things they donated, for it also. But they have the finest walk-in humidor. They have every tobacco product you can possibly imagine. And, of course, Espresso Joe's with all the coffees they have. You can buy it by the pound. You can buy all the equipment to make coffee. It's just a friendly place there. All the girls working there are friendly and are helpful. So big shout out. And, Tobacco and Brew. They're great for our community. Joe and Shelley, great Americans.
Hey, the chat room is alive and well here on KCNR 1460.com. And in the studio with us today is the beginning of a segment that we're going to start having once a month with Jay, the yellow cab guy.
Good morning.
Yeah, and at the break we were talking about, a question came in the chat room about a trip to Cottonwood, if there was a discount with more miles. And you came back and said...
Well, our rate is $270 a mile. We do have the flexibility to work out deals with people, because bird in hand is better than two in the bush. But, that's generally the rate. We offer discounts to Armed Forces personnel, as well as the elderly, 10% discount.
For seniors?
Correct.
And veterans?
Correct.
Excellent. 10% discount. That's great.
That's good. You know what? Now, see, I didn't know that y'all gave discounts to
wonderful,
veterans.
Wonderful, Jay.
And that's great. And, I've got other questions here. We've got, Gators here, Sun Gold, Indie Guy, Lion Jim. We've just got all types of people here. Taxi Man, what forms of payment do you or do you not accept?
Well, we pretty much take cash only as a rule. In an emergency, we'll take a check. But you know how iffy some of those can be. We, because of the logistics of the area, they don't have a reliable network that we could use for having a Visa swipe set up.
Uh-huh.
Because as you well know, you drive around town, there's places where your cell phone doesn't work. What if I tell you, oh yeah, we take a credit card, we go to your house, you go to swipe it, it doesn't work. Then what? So we pretty much are set up with
the
cash.
You take your dog.
Yeah. Well, I've taken trade before, but it's not something I prefer to do.
What kind of trades have you taken? Okay. Oh, we can't wait. Okay.
Yeah, Bob is intrigued.
He has to support a family here, folks.
Well, there's a story about this. A while back, some people tried to pay me, and they were unable to get cash. And so they just purchased a large amount of things at Walmart. So I got a trimmer set and a few other things. Well, I thought, okay, I'm going to get my money back by saving money in the barber. Well, I was bald for about 3 weeks there because of a tactical error with my ability. Now I'm going back to the barber shop with somebody who knows what they're doing. I was looking like I was in boot camp there for a little bit.
Hey, somebody put in the chat room. I love this. We were talking a little bit, and I said, we got to go back on the air and talk about this. Sometimes these really funny things happen at the break, but we got to bring them back on the air so you guys get to hear them too. Somebody had asked in the chat room, did you ever get a chance before Judge Eaton passed away to have him in your taxi?
Well, unfortunately, I was not a cab driver when Judge Eaton passed away. I was a lawn guy. But I lived next door to Judge Eaton's house, and I actually, being raised in this area, I first met Judge Eaton at the Whiskeytown Environmental School, and many moons later, I worked at the Greyhound for a while, and he would always, being a very frugal man, whenever he went out of town, he took the Greyhound. So we saw him a couple times a month as well. So I got to meet the man. He was a walking Wikipedia. The guy knew anything about this area. It was incredible.
Amen.
Well, unfortunately, we never got to know him either, but we've heard such great things about Judge Eaton. Okay, you've just got a number of questions coming here. Do you personally offer all the services that the cabbies did in the old movies, i.e. open and close the door, load the luggage,
absolutely,
light their cigarettes, or is it non-smoking in the cabs?
It's non-smoking in the cabs, but the other two, absolutely.
Okay, so you open the doors. You do
You're old
stuff
school. You have old school elegance.
My
about
mama
you.
Would kick my butt if I didn't show my mama.
Yay! I love it.
Quick question, Jay. 60 square miles Reading covers, which is a lot of territory to get from point A to point B. Does that cause a challenge as opposed to your urbanite counterparts?
Well, yeah, but our rates reflect that. Our urbanite counterparts charge for a tenth of a mile. We don't. We just are set up for the per mile deal, and we do all right.
What about GPSs or that? Do you have a GPS with you, or do you just
actually
know your way around?
You know, I know my way around. I have a map, but I am actually buying a TomTom coming up this January. Someone stole my backpack last week, so I lost my map book. So I'm getting a TomTom this time.
Well, we know that
out of the cab?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. Someone snagged my bag.
Oh man. Well, I
hope they enjoyed the potpourri and deodorant.
Okay, well, here's the
which you probably need in the cab, right?
What?
We gotta take a break.
Okay, coming back, I want to find out two things. What's the most interesting thing somebody has left behind? And never mind. I'll ask the second one when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, KCNR 1460. This is the theme from Taxi Driver.
What a great movie with a great
7:53,
cast.
December the 28th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crystal Air. The Geo Exchange uses a series of closed water circulating loops to power your heating and air conditioning. Loops can be laid in the ground vertically or horizontally depending on your property. To learn more, go to crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000. That's Crystal Air at 530-623-1000. They're going to be able to, they want to say they can cut your utility bill in half. And you get tax credits. Our guest is Jay, the taxi driver. And he's from Yellow Cab. And we've just found a great time with Jay, and especially during the breaks. hey, Jay, do people want to talk when you're in the cabs?
You know, the fun thing about being a cab driver, you know, I make a game out of it, is when you pick somebody up, let's say at the airport, you really don't know who you're getting. So maybe they want to talk, maybe they don't, maybe they want to be entertained, maybe they just want you to shut up. You never know. But it becomes a game. You try to figure out what exactly the person wants. You get psychological, really, and you figure out how well you did based upon if you get a tip or not.
Now, tips. What do you generally tip a cab driver? Or do you charge extra for bags? So, like, hey, I'm going to put your bag in the car,
no,
but it's going to cost you $23 for me to do that because your bag...
Do I look like TA to you?
No,
but isn't there a rule of thumb that each bag is $2?
No, well, I mean, technically, I've never charged for a bag. We just load the bag.
But, I mean, as a courtesy...
No, that's great.
As a courtesy in
general.
I just
do it because it's what you should do when you're a cab driver. You open the doors, you take the baggage, that's just what you do.
Okay, is there any more time... What's the craziest time to drive in Reading? Is it?
Oh, well, obviously.
Till April 9th?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know what areas to avoid during what hours of the day. When school's getting out at the noon hour, try to stay away from Cypress. We all know this. I mean,
So, what's the furthest you've ever taken anybody?
Let's see. The furthest I've taken anybody would be, live person, the furthest I've ever taken them would be down to Burlingame.
Burlingame, California, San Francisco?
Yeah.
That Burlingame?
Oh, yeah. That's not unusual.
How much does that cost?
Approximately $600.
Wow.
Well,
but
you
get what you pay for.
Yeah. There you go.
You got somebody who drives you in a nice Crown Vic with leather seats and takes you when and where you want to go.
No, I understand
that. As opposed
that.
To schedules and all that.
And if you have people with you and you need to, like, you talk on your cell phone, like you said, be uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. Be on your laptop and all that stuff. You can conduct business along the way.
And they do.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know who did your jingle for you.
I was trying to apply. Again, these guys are all multitaskers. It's hard for me to talk and listen at the same time.
James Gabriel.
James Gabriel's the guy who did the jingle. And he came in here and said, I really want to do... a jingle for you guys. So we'll probably have something next year that he'll cook up for Free Fire Radio. But I had him do on the spot, and he was really right on. He gave me four samples, and I chose that one. And I love that. You know, I told him I wanted to be a little bit like Casey and the Sunshine Band because, of course, I like to think of my show as Sex and the City G-rated. And I want it to be a little ABBA, a little disco, a little fun because we talk about what's hot and what's not.
Defend the bot.
Anyway, Thursday night, you go back, I'm just not that I'm blowing my horn. Lisa Collins is going to be taking over my show, and she is going to be doing, of course, the first segment is Bethany with Product of the Week. And then Lisa's going on with event planner, Marlene, and I can't remember the name of her company. I'm sorry, but it's Marlene. And she's going to be talking about all the things to do that you can, you know, do from 99 cents to $900 to make a killer Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve.
Okay, we just got to have a couple minutes left. We just have a couple minutes left, and I want to get a philosophy. Jay the Taxi Driver philosophy, so people can take... I mean, because taxi drivers are famous for your philosophies. You're also famous for grabbing a big 44 Magnum and... Oh, that was a movie. Okay. No, the taxi driver's philosophy. Do you have one?
Yeah, pay first. But, no, I mean, all jokes aside, you know, being a cab driver really opened my eyes. Because I can honestly say I had a very sheltered, protected childhood. You know, church you know, just a very traditional upbringing. My parents still like each other and talk to each other and are married, you know.
Yay!
That kind of thing. And so when I came into being a cabbie, it opened my eyes to a lot of different things I'd never seen before. And I can honestly say that most people, no matter what their situation, are good people. Maybe weak, depending on what they're going through, but they're good people. And it's really a pleasure to be able to drive folks around. And, you know, the fun thing about this job is you never know what you're going to get. I've done everything from watch kids to walk dogs while the meter's running because the person had to go inside and do something. I mean, this job, you never know what you're going to get, and it is an enjoyable job.
You know, that's good. You know, we need to close
on
that one.
Well, you put a smile on our face.
A lot of people's faces out there.
That's really nice.
It's a pleasure
to
work
in Redding.
You got a lot of good people here, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes the job enjoyable.
Well, we're glad that you're one of our listeners and have been for, gosh, probably from the beginning, I imagine. Or
nearly.
Close to it.
Yeah.
And so once a month we're going to bring on Jay the Taxi Guy for his philosophies and kind of catch up on what's going on around town. We want you to be kind
Hang
of
on,
our
people.
Ear to the ground because you hear a lot of things,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure. And, you know, no photos or anything like
Inside
that.
Inside traders.
We just had a quick person that said that her daughter missed the bus, and she was missing the bus quite often, and she said, next time, you're going to have to call a cab and pay for it for herself, which she did. She never missed the bus again.
510-06-51.
Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Our guest in the next hour will be Aaron Ryan from We the People.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:05, December the 28th, and we are romping toward New Year's Eve. Romping toward New Year's.
After we rocked around the Christmas tree. We're going to have a rocking holiday.
Weather.
Are you been having a rocking holiday? Okay, okay. Let's go to the weather, because that's been kind of rocking the North State, if not the whole nation. Currently 46 degrees, going to be a big chance of heavy rain, like 99%. Forget about it. It's already happening. With a high today of 48, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We had the best time out in Anselmo Vineyards. You know, there's a chance you can always go horseback riding. And, of course, they produce their own wool and lavender and honey. And we had a wonderful time taking the kids out there. They really had a farm experience. Chicken Anselmo took them out on the Kawasaki, and they got a chance to sit on the sheep and sit on the horses, and it was great. By the way, 474-5546 are the reservations. They're filling up quickly. New Year's Eve, they're going to be open till 1:30 in the morning.
I imagine it's going to be a party.
Oh, so yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be music and dancing and fun and laughter and all that good stuff. 474-5546 in Anselmo Vineyards.
You know, before we introduce our guest here, I want to talk just a little bit about what's going on on the Northeast, too, with all these horrible, horrible storms. They've got these travelers are living in LaGuardia Airport. They put up cots for them. They feed them over 450 cots. They put up. They've got snow crews in New York. As they said, we're a little sluggish in getting things going after Christmas. They said it's going to take up to Thursday, and maybe longer for this to get all the flights back and get them rescheduled again. And in fact, Anne, who is our traffic and log princess, is stuck in Idaho. Because she can't get from Boise to San Francisco to get back up to here because of all the flights being screwed up like that.
I hope the kids get out today. They were supposed to have a 6 a.m. flights. So we took them down last night. But, you know, they're going to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a problem. However, you do know that when you have your East Coast, whatever, whenever there's some kind of major storm in the country, it does affect our flight. So, again, if you turn on any kind of radio or television or any internet, you'll be, if you're flying, please contact the airline first to see if, in fact, it's even going to be traveling.
You know, not only that, we have a flood watch out right now. And because of the rain, it's going to be a flood watch till 5 p.m. today, which means if you've got a lot of water, you're going to get more. And if you're in an area that has flooding, you may have a good chance of obtaining that flood. And right now, looking at the clouds coming in, Bob, what's that look like?
Well, we're calling up the radar right now. It's very, very heavy over on the coast and moving our way. Of course, a lot of it will drop between here and there. But we're looking at some pretty significant stuff coming out of our northwest region. And it's this is a wet one. And like I said, there are areas around town that are notorious for flooding, some actually on higher ground. So just be aware of it and be listening to the reports throughout the day. And if you start seeing some water, take appropriate action. Never drive through a flooded intersection. People die doing that every year.
Yeah. Okay, hey, look, we're welcoming Angel into the chat room. We've got a bunch of people in there, and they're all happy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna get with Aaron Ryan, our guest today.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for a firestorm here.
And firestorm? Silliness.
Ooh,
and silliness.
Love it.
That's right. 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. You can pick up that phone and not just chat with us on the internet in the chat room, even though we're having a great time there.
Love it.
It's 8:10 on December the 28th. Quickly approaching into this year. And I'd like to, on Thursday, let's do kind of a year in review.
Let's recap, and it's also, I mean, we can go into resolution or no resolution. You know, and what is a resolution to you, and do you ever keep it? But first of all, I'd like to say this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music. Mike's Music and Sound. So if you got your Christmas money or you feel like you want to explore a little bit in learning how to play guitar or keyboards or learn any kind of musical instrument, when you walk into Mike's Music and you buy an instrument, along with that are your experts to teach you how to play and how what just exactly is an instrument. So even though we say you can go to the big box store and get something, don't. Sorry. Get it from the professionals who can teach you about the instrument. It's so very important to do that. Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue.
Our neighbors.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, our neighbors being in the city of Reading.
Absolutely. Say hello to Mike from Carl and Linda Bott here. And happy playing. Happy music.
Okay. Hey, look.
And good sound.
And good sound.
There's nothing worse than bad music.
Oh, and there's nothing worse than going in thinking that you're going to hear great sound from a DJ.
No.
And have, like, a fourth of the speaker working. Mm-hmm. Where's the boom? Give me the boom. If I'm in here, Michael Jackson, let it go through my body, baby.
Okay.
I wish you could see the look on Carl's face right now. Everybody out there, I want you to picture.
Our guest is Aaron Ryan, who
put us in the penalty box.
Our guest is Aaron Ryan. And we have, toward the end of the year, Aaron and Elizabeth are doing We the People on Sunday
morning. You guys
have
a great show.
And
we love our show.
And we're proud to announce that that you all are going to be expanding your show starting this Sunday. You're going from 8 to 9 to 8 to 10. And you've got quite a following there.
Two big old fat hours.
Two big old fat hours. Yeah. And at first we were like, what are we going to do with an hour? Yeah, and then we're like, okay, look out. It's the last 15 minutes. That's where time goes really, really fast.
This week, you said that over the next few weeks you're going to be concentrating on private property issues.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's just going to go on and on and on. I mean, we started with, we wanted to make the program something that wasn't specific to this area, something that would be applicable to people in other areas who were interested in the same sorts of things. And it's Sunday morning. You know, a lot of folks listen on the archive that you guys capably produce, which is fantastic. So if folks are at church or whatever, they can listen later. So we thought, great opportunity to make like a library of information for people to reference, because there's nothing worse than, oh, I heard a thing about such and such, and then, you know, people go, well, really, what about that? I forgot. So if we kind of have it under one umbrella, we thought, you know, it's a good place to go. A lot of people don't get involved in issues because they don't have enough info. So when you start talking about, I don't know, private property rights, a lot of folks who live in just a regular house and a regular lot, they don't have private property issues. They're not ranchers. They're not farmers. They don't have issues with, you know, Department of Fish and Game or...
So a part of your intention is to educate.
Big time.
Well, you know, and
people
of those things,
don't make changes if they don't know they need to be made.
Yeah, well, I was just up in Siskiyou County the other day, and we're talking part of this water fight that's going on, where the State Fish and Game, that's their lead agency on this,
right,
is wanting ranchers up there and farmers who have held these water rights for literally decades, and sometimes, you know,
100 years,
to sign off their right to be able to have that water. And they want to use it and to be able to keep water in a ditch. I mean, it's
a permit.
Yeah.
They just need a permit.
Right.
To now use water and do something they've been doing right along. So they need this permit that doesn't really do anything, but it does cost $10,000, which is really convenient for people.
Well, part of it is too is that when I read the paperwork they sent. Was that you don't have to sign this, but then you can be fined $2,500 in incident. And the whole thing is based on the idea of a threatened non-native species of fish.
Right. The coho salmon.
The coho salmon, which is not indigenous to that area. So they want to save the fish by taking away the property rights of people who own this water. And my friends, taking away the property rights of people that own water, this is their water. It's not California water. You know, and most of the water in Sacramento, that's California water.
Well, and this isn't new usage. We're not talking that they just built a Nestle's bottling plant and they want to suck the river dry.
These are people that have been there for decades. And so how can they do that, Aaron?
Well, what's happening, you got to remember, we go back to money. And so when you have a funding issue and you have a big bureaucracy that requires funding, they get clever on how to create funding. Now, if I was going to create funding and I was a big agency, I'd look around the state. I'd find a place where you didn't have that many people. They were fairly pressed financially. Siskiyou County just happens to be like second poorest county in the state. Not a huge population base, and gosh, you know, not a lot of huge corporations or anything up there to help them. Nobody's going to be impacted greatly. They're all being impacted just this much. And so, you know, you've got all these little impacts going to create a big problem, but there's nobody to create the legal fund to help them push back. The problem is it's coming here next. I mean, it might be in a different form. It might be, hey, do you have a well? Do you have a septic system? They've been dying to pass regulations on our septic tanks so they can get to our wells.
Well, they've tried to do that, and they're basing it on the property in the septic tanks down along the coast. And this is another example of people in Sacramento having no idea how we live up here or what it's like. And so what they do is, you know, is that we our water comes from hundreds of feet down in the ground. And the idea of charging people and making people build new septic tanks when they don't have to is ridiculous, but it fits for their little coastal community.
The trick of this is that our elected representatives are absolutely against this. They're not doing it. Once you create a machine that's large enough, and pretty soon it doesn't answer to your elected officials, it answers to, say, the governor directly. We saw that when the Caltrans building was going to move. People all said, well, who's in charge of that? Well, how can they move? How can they spend so much on a building? Well, when you follow the food chain, it goes up to Department of Government Services, and then it goes to the governor. Well, what are you going to do? Call them up? I want you to change your mind? We have an elected system. The monument is another one.
Well, you know,
we could go there next.
Well, we're going to take a break here in a minute. But here's where my problem is. And we've talked about this just the other day, is that we do have elected officials. the bureaucracies are not elected.
Correct.
The bureaucracies that we appoint in these commissions and these and what happens is they make decisions that impact on us, but there's nobody you can hold really responsible.
Because they're
like
legal decisions.
They're illegal decisions. Yep. It's like what they just did with Medicare. They reintroduced the panel or money into Medicare so that doctors now are being paid to talk to patients about life-ending strategies, which was taken out of the health care law. But now it's in the Medicare. But they're not talking about it, but it was just put in for funding. Anyway, we've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Media on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning, December the 28th. Our guest is Aaron Ryan from We the People, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. You get a discount if you are a veteran. And no hairstyling there. We're talking haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. Great place to go. Great place to get your haircut. I'm not kidding. Man's Last Stronghold. No Oprah there. No Dr. Phil.
Testosterone is just man world.
We're talking. You know, heads on the wall.
It is a cave bat.
It is
They're
not
great
a
guys.
Cave. It is not a cave. It's nice and airy and
well,
open.
Well, it is, but
in a man world.
In a man world.
Yeah,
it is. Man's world. Okay.
I respect that.
Okay, Aaron.
By the way, if you are driving around, it's Christmas time, you've not been through, you're tuning in your radio, you are listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial. And we are with Aaron Ryan, who is expanding our show on Sunday mornings, We the People, for 2 hours. Again, tell our listeners what time that will be.
That will be Sunday mornings from 8 a.m., which is not normally my favorite time of day, but 8 a.m. until 10 a.m.
Well, you are a woman.
Now you're getting into my area there. So.
I know, but you're a woman with a passion and a mission. And so somehow that, as we know, gets you going. And it's just like, well, it's not really my time, but, you know, this is beyond me.
Oh,
now, you mentioned something that kind of, like, made my little ear stand up, and that was you were talking about Monument. What's the Monument?
The Monument. That's the best-kept secret in town. When you think about Monument, if I said to you, they're putting a monument in Siskiyou County, what would you think?
I'm thinking of a nice little cement monument or some kind of, you know, sculpture that is a monument for some kind of thing.
A man on a horse with a sword.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Well, something
Maybe
like that.
Maybe a big
rock. Yes.
Yeah. Well, would it surprise you to know that the monument they're proposing up there is 600,000 acres? That silence you're hearing is Linda's face. Going blank.
The monument is mind-blowing.
Does monument describe the land grab?
Pretty much. We're now into the federal stuff. Monuments are designated using the 1906 Antiquities Act, where the president, on his way out the door, literally, stroke of the pen, boom, you've been designated as a monument. Okay? So 600,000 acres could be designated as a monument. The little snag, if you own private property inside the area designated as a monument, is that now there's almost like a point-in-time picture taken of the area. So let's say you have 100 acres inside this monument, and you've got a road that's 5 miles long that goes there. Well, you probably haven't paved the whole thing. You probably have some potholes. You probably have to drive around some stuff. You've been meaning to grade it, but maybe you hadn't done it. Well, now you can never do it. You can never improve anything on your, even on your private property. You can never improve anything more than the exact condition it was when the monument kind of fell on you like a house. So now if you think that was exciting, okay, there also is one designated. There are 9, by the way. That are on
9 what?
Monuments.
Now, okay, so you've got...
Not just
in
Siskiyou County, elsewhere.
So you've got a couple hundred acres, like
sure.
You said. You've got a house, and it's... gosh, you know what? I'd like to put another bedroom on here. Wrong. Can't.
Is
that right?
You'll play havoc, because, see, then all of a sudden it depends on, is that monument being administered by the Forest Service? Is it being administered by BLM? You used to have a mining claim. Oops. Not anymore. You used to harvest timber. Not anymore. All sorts of things change. The game is off. It's not like a preserve. It isn't like a wilderness area exactly. But your private property will now become one of those things where it's really inconvenient to have you in there. And so it would be really nice if you would just sell your property. Besides that, if you wanted to sell it, gosh, imagine how valuable it isn't anymore.
Okay, so let's just talk about the cabins on Lake Shasta.
Okay.
That's kind of the U.S. Forest Service. You buy the cabin, but the U.S. Forest Service always owns the land. Do you think it's heading towards something like that? You will no longer own the land, but the structure on the land will still be yours. But you have to keep it up.
Monuments are different. Monuments are Yosemite Valley. Monuments are Yellowstone. Some of them have gone to national parks, but a lot of them started as monuments. A huge amount of territory in Utah. It has been designated monuments. Bill Clinton did that on his way out the door. Just so people go, well, Siskiyou County, I don't live up there. What do I care? What are you going to affect? Five ranchers? That actually it's a lot of people that are going to be affected. But maybe people don't care about that. Let's talk about scope. So if I told you there was a bigger monument being designated in Modoc County, how much would bigger be? If I told you it was like a lot bigger, bigger than 600,000 acres.
I don't know. I mean, what's a million?
I love that answer. It's my favorite answer. No, 3 million. 3 million acres in Modoc County.
Is under the gun right now or has...
Under the watchful eye of the monument wish list. There are nine. They add up to 14 million acres.
Now, is the government just... nominate these, if I understand right, just nominates them to be a monument, or is there any money changing hands or anything like this? Because the BLM's in trouble right now for getting involved in this buying, selling
right.
land instead of trading.
Bottom line is that it's at the president's discretion. They're using the 1906 Antiquities Act, the thing that brought us like Yosemite Valley and things like that. The idea mm-hmm. was, oops, we just found a Civil War burial ground that is really important, and we don't want anybody to build a shopping mall on it. So that gave the president kind of ultimate authority to run in, designate that ground as a monument, a piece of history. But I'm thinking like 3 million acres in Modoc County, really? What piece of history are we saving up there? And the other 11 million acres that'll be taken out of... See, the thing is, you take this land off the tax rolls. It's now out of circulation. It's now no longer private land. It's forever public land and restricted in its use.
Well, let's go back to this one thing. Is if you have 5,000 acres in this area, do they pay you for it? Or is this they just take it? Or can you keep it? I mean, but you have to work around their laws. I mean, because then you've got confiscation of private property. We've got to take a break here.
We'll talk about a case in point on that one when we come back.
Yeah.
Hold that thought.
Yeah, because we got about 30 seconds here. I know this is going to take longer. I know that that BLM right now, if you look at the front page of Orchid Searchlight, is in trouble because they're buying and selling land instead of trading, which is what they should be doing. And they said, wait a minute, we've crafted this very specifically so this does not happen. So they're buying, selling. It's interesting. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
We have flinging hands.
8:34, December the 28th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite TV for you, and he's got rebates. And so you can get free Dish HD TV for a couple months. Good time of the year. Get that free TV. He comes in. He does great work. Just give him a call at 244-1988. It's Doug Tooley. Either he'll answer or Heather. Local guy, local business. Let's support our community here.
Exactly.
Hey, our guest is Aaron Ryan. We're talking monuments. And monuments meaning the fact, no, not the one where somebody's sitting on a horse with a sword. This is the government designating 14 million acres. Is that right?
There you go.
14 million acres of land in the United States as a monument. So my question was, okay, so they made it a monument. You own property inside the monument. Do they confiscate the property?
No. There's a lady I hope we'll have her on when we're doing our monument segment. She's up in Oregon, and she is landlocked by this sort of thing. So the BLM decided that her road was getting too much traffic. And, you know, of course, we can't have people driving on a road. What would they be thinking? So they put up a gate and didn't bother to tell her they put up a gate. And it's one of those kind you can't just cut. Everybody goes, get some bolt cutters. Yeah, well, nice try. They thought that through. So you can't get the bolt cutters in there. But she goes back to her property. She's driving home. Got all her groceries in the car. And she's got a gate. Surprise! So she's got to go all the way back to Medford.
Oh, my gosh.
To go get a key to the gate that's now on her road so she can go home. They've now changed the lock, like, I think two or three times. But it's always, like, on a Friday. She has to make sure that she has enough time to get back to the BLM office before they close on any given work day, just in case she's locked out of her own property.
When she complains about this, what do they say?
Well, it's their prerogative. I mean, that's what's happening. She has basically access through their, quote-unquote, their land to her land, and they control the access. So, the lock gets changed and things like that, but she never gets notified. It's not their job to notify her. I mean, it would be courteous, don't you think? But no. So she's never sure when she's going to be locked out, so she has to make sure she doesn't show up say 5 o'clock on a Friday and find out she's locked out. BLM's not open until Monday.
I've got a much better
idea.
It's called a lock cutter. Why not keep them in the back of your car?
But you can't. It's in a cylinder. You can't get to.
Pretty sturdy. They're Powder River gates with a heavy iron.
Oh, okay.
It's a different deal. Besides that, now if you think it, no.
How about a little plastic explosives?
How about?
I want everyone to know. Linda said plastic explosives.
How about like a real push bar on your truck and just open that gate up?
The trick is though. Think about it though. You're alone, right? You're it.
Yeah.
And so you create a problem. Well, so does that help you or hurt you? See. Now people are kind of cowed by the bureaucracy because, well, like people in Siskiyou County, do I sign the permit thing? Do I sign that I intend to get the permit when they make me get it and then just not do it later? What if I don't sign the letter of intent? Then are they going to come after me?
Well, so far, except I think for the exception of one or two, they're all fighting it. But there's only like 15 or 16.
Some people don't have the energy.
Families or ranches that are
involved. But they're scared. Yeah, people are scared.
And it's energy, and it's just like small claims court. And it's, just as soon just settle sometimes rather than you just don't have the energy. And is there a feeling here that the government, and not that our show is all about that, but do you feel sometimes that you're being bullied?
You just have to be, I think, as citizens, we need to be aware. We need to be more aware of what's going on outside of our little loop. It's very easy to only look at what affects you specifically. It's kind of like, it's kind of like in the city of Reading. If you don't pay attention to what's happening in Shasta County, I mean, it does affect you, even though you live inside the city limits.
Yes, it does. It affects our country.
You've got to be aware.
Yeah,
yes.
Here's the thing is, I just, the FCC voted to take over the Internet, for the legality of it or something. And then you've got...
it's for fairness.
Fairness,
come
I'm sorry.
On. Fairness, of course, we have to be fair.
It's those other things that, that's going on right now. Well, we need to take a break right here. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Aaron Ryan from We the People. We're talking monuments. We're talking about these little things that are just kind of like sneaking up on you.
And talking about being aware.
14 million acres being nominated for monuments. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is December the 28th, and we're rocking today. We've had Jay the taxi driver on doing philosophy there, and it's kind of interesting. We've got just a whole bunch of people in the chat room going for it. And our guest is Aaron Ryan from We the People. We're getting ready to expand her show out a couple hours here on Sunday. And she brings in what she is talking about and what she talks about, and Elizabeth on the show. And your guests talk about it's just mainly it's a lot of just education.
Big time.
It's letting people know, hey, this is going on around you, and this is not a paranoia thing. This is really happening. These are 14 million. Right now, we're talking monuments. A monument, in government speak, is the government saying that 14 million acres of land are now a monument. It doesn't mean they take your land. No, you could have land in there. However, now you play by their rules.
Yeah.
And if you remember what happened right here in the Shasta Trinity Forest, when one person by the name of Sharon
Hayward
put all those roads off limits, one person put all those roads off limits to people And the Shasta County supervisors, to a person, voted against it, said, don't do this. All the people, the residents of Shasta County said, don't do it. She did it anyway, and guess what? It's still happening. So when you start talking about monuments, you start talking your property all of a sudden being simulated into a monument, and as we've just learned, they can do things like put gates up.
Sure, and that's done with the stroke of a pen. That isn't done with a public comment period. That isn't done with, you know, environmental impact reports and all the normal things that slow the wheels of this type of progress so that citizens can become aware and involved. The only reason we know there are 9 monuments is there was a memo that was leaked. Surprise! You know, these are kind of exciting ground we'd like to have right now. We'd like to have that. And so that will be signed if in fact those are signed into law. That happens in the last couple days of the president's term. That's very, very swift. And most people don't even know what happens, unless you live there.
A couple questions in the chat room, and I'm not sure if you know that, or, you know, this is also for Bob or Carl. Are politics discussed during Elks or Lions or what was the other breakfast club?
Chamber of Commerce or any of those.
See, that's also part of the problem, is that we designate things as politics and we steer clear because that's not okay. This isn't about politics. I don't care who the president is. Every single one of them have signed monuments in. You know, they've all done it. It isn't that this president is any different. It's just that most of the time we don't know, and we should know. We should know that we're going to lose 14 million acres of accessible ground. And what about the people who live inside that ground? What about their property value? It's now worthless.
Well, you know, we talked about, and by the way, here's an answer to part of the question, is one of our, listen, Sharon's daughter competed in the Lions Club speech contest last year. Her topic was health care. It was political, and she went all the way to the finals. The Lions Club speech this year is immigration. So they allow political ideas as, you know, on their topics. Now, but going back to what Aaron is saying, is the fact is that things happen and we don't know about it. Now, one of the things we try to do on the station is get the word out. And we do that through, you know, our show and through all the local programming we have on the weekends. I mean, we've got 14 shows going. All different types of events. And
exactly.
So, you know, and you may not agree with, you know, with the message, but if the message is true, you may not agree with what Doug Craig says. But Doug Craig, you know, message is, you know, he's very straightforward with it. You may not agree with him, but you need to listen to it. Same thing with Aaron. You may not agree with what she's saying, but you need to listen to it
to find out
what's going on. At least to find out what all the different viewpoints are.
Exactly. Well, Elizabeth and I decided at the beginning of this that we could talk about local issues and we could talk about quote-unquote politics, but why? I mean, our country's become extremely polarized over politics. So rather than talk about who's in charge of what, let's talk about we, the people. What's happening in the land of we, the people? And this impacts all of us. This is our ground. Besides that, when MoDoc County, the poorest county in the state, when they lose 3 million acres on their tax rolls, their taxes are going to go up. How are they going to pay for their services?
I think many of us feel it would be like in your family. You know, there's certain topics you don't discuss because somebody's going to, you know, get rattled, and you just like at the Thanksgiving table or Christmas. Let's not go there. We're not going to discuss this topic. But now we come back into day in and day out, the real world. We're all, you know, we have to share we're in the country, we share the land. How, you know, what do you say to people who just avoid the uncomfortableness of controversy?
This, I guess I don't see this as controversial. I see this as informational. It's kind of like when we had Danielle Lindler on about forest practices. I mean, I'm always looking for those things that most of us don't know. Because the reason we don't get involved, the reason we don't stand up, is 9 times out of 10 we don't know. She was talking about, in the forest, the size of a tree. Most people, when they see really big trees, big fat trees, they think, oh, this is an old forest. Well, not necessarily. It might just have better nutrients. You could have trees, skinny, just super skinny trees, lots of them, and they could be super old, but just a bad nutrient base, so they didn't grow, you know, chubby and fat. It's just like people. It's no different than people. So you can't say that old people are bigger than young people, although a lot of times, you know, gravity does harm us that way. Age and gravity.
I love your sidebars, and by the way.
By the way, age and gravity are tough taskmasters there. But
you know, I think that I think we owe it to... We owe it to our community. We owe it to our nation for people to, you know, take a look at this. And I don't mean to get strident and
hysterical.
No,
you don't
have to get
all hysterical
about it. And not to be like that, and to call people names, and to, you know, want to, you know, call the wrath of God down on them. No, what we need to do is find out what's going on, and then we put, our, you know, we get ourselves together, and we say, hey, wait a minute, enough of this, you know, and we can do that. We can do that with some of the things that are happening right now with the water situation.
Exactly.
With that up in Siskiyou County. If enough people get involved in this that they're willing to fight it and just say, wait a minute, you can't just take people's rights away they've had for centuries based on a threatened, not a threatened species. It just doesn't make sense. We've got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Lindebaugh, 8:52 in the morning on December 28th. And you know what? That song is really important. We don't back down. You can't back down or you're going to lose it all. We're going to not have anything to hand to our grandchildren. And after watching my grandchildren over the weekend, this long weekend, yeah, we're going to fight. We're going to stand up. We've got to stand up for them because they can't stand up for themselves right now. Hey, tomorrow our guest is going to be a gent by the name of Mark Walters. He's going to be one of the new shows we're bringing on here next year. And he's going to be talking Second Amendment. It's going to be a show on the Second Amendment. It's going to be on...
weekend show.
A weekend show. And it's going to go on Saturdays. We've got Gun Talk on Sundays, and then with this one with Mark Walters on Saturday. I know Linda's over here getting ready to bite me. But it's
in a nice way.
In a nice way. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by
the clean
Tobacco
one.
And Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place, great people. And you talk about great Americans, that's Joe and Shelley. They run a great place that takes all of their people that work there are friendly, they're knowledgeable, and they do a lot for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We are on our last round here with Aaron from We the People, and they're going to begin on Sunday, a two-hour program from 8 to 10 in the morning. We're so thrilled to have you guys extend on because there's so many topics and so much information that we, the people, need to know. And we, at the break, we're talking about
renewable resources. Don't we hear a lot about that?
Isn't
green the new
green? Go green. As a matter of fact, we just saw big signs about that yesterday. But go ahead, let's talk about
it. Okay, so we've got some hydropower dams in many places, but in Siskiyou County, for instance, some big hydropower dams, they provide power to 73,000 people. Now, doesn't that seem like a good way to use our resources? No, it's not a good way to use our resources. We need to take those dams out so that the fish, the coho salmon specifically, who normally don't live more than 17 miles away from the coast, can go all the way up that river and not really do well, which is what's happening now because the water's too warm, blah, blah, blah. But so we're going to take out the hydropower dams, and there's some discussion that it would be better to burn clean coal. Yeah, we can laugh out loud on that one. I'm sure they're going to let them put in a coal plant. That'll probably happen.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Up there in the monument you can't, you know, fix your own potholes.
Right.
I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? You know, biomass, that's out. You know, that'd be...
Well, that's the other thing, too, is how in the heck did we stop using biomass? I thought we could still use biomass.
Yeah, but it's not real, it's not real popular. And now that we can't harvest anything out of our forest, you know, we only have so many lawn clippings to throw in the, you know... in the heap. So I've got speak with the guy up in Weed who runs the biomass facility up there. So we're going to get into that kind of stuff too.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. So because it's like, okay, we talk about all this green stuff. I mean, I don't think
energy.
I don't think everybody realizes how much all this stuff costs us.
Well, when you start talking biomass, when you start talking about biomass, that means you have to go out and get it. And then the far whacked environmentalists are saying things like, oh no, we can't just burn now that trash that's laying there in the forest floor.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing about
we
it
need
is
to save it
can.
For fuel for the fires.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And see, they don't look at what's going on in our area. They make these rules someplace else. Or you'll get people that they can do this because it's their right. They can put lawsuits against anything we do.
Right. Well, bottom line is there are more sensible people than there are nonsensical people. So, but the problem is when sensible people hear these things, they look at it and they go, what? Nobody's going to do, you know, you hear some of this crazy stuff and you go, nobody's going to close the roads in the forest. That's stupid. But when you say to people, well, how do you feel about OHV use? People go, oh, that's bad. Because they think it's like a bunch of four-wheeling, you know, crazy drunk people driving around in the woods, ripping everything up. And it's like, oh, would it surprise you to know that an off-highway vehicle, an OHV, is your, say, your Buick?
Or your pickup truck.
Uh-huh. And yeah. If you pull off the just off the paved road there to, say, go fishing, you are now an OHV. I'm sorry. You can only fish if you can do it from your car while it's driving on the permitted road. Yeah. A little bit of a snag.
That's the other thing. And you can't, you know, and if you go off the road, you've got to park in a certain thing, certain distance.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
But people don't know that part. When they hear OHV use,
they think it means something else.
That little piece of information needs to go out to other people.
And by the way, on our chat room, which is going crazy right here, the new ammo law is taking place, and you will have to give your fingerprint anytime you buy a box of .22 ammo or any other type of ammo that could be used in a pistol. So stand by. Okay, Aaron, sorry.
So, no, I mean, that's all part
of it. But that's part of it.
I mean, that is all part of it.
It's all a control thing.
But you cannot control all of the people if all of the people are paying attention.
That's right.
The trick is if we don't bring in lawmakers and if we don't help the people in the other areas of our country, and especially our state, for heaven's sakes, the people who vote these things in don't really, in many cases, mean to. Well, I don't believe they actually know what the issue is.
I believe that Linda started it off today with Benjamin Franklin, and I think it was Franklin that said, if we don't all hang together, we will surely all hang separately.
Exactly. Very good. And that's kind of the bottom line. So if you can just walk away with a few nice bullet points to bring up, I mean, even when I brought that up to my mom, who doesn't want to talk politics, you know, but she said, gee, I heard, she told me this a couple weeks ago, I heard on the radio, they're talking about putting in a bill into Congress to limit you to having two children. My mom's got five kids. It's like, ding, 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 finally hit an issue my mom cares about.
I don't think I've heard that one.
She's like, what? I don't care if it's true or not. It made my mom stand up and take notice.
At least she noticed. Yeah, at least she noticed.
So
Okay. Then
some of this other stuff starts to mean something.
Okay, we've run out of time. Okay.
Thanks, that always happens.
Aaron Ryan, thanks a lot for coming aboard.
But you can hear Aaron on Sunday expanding.
That's right.
And Elizabeth, and you guys have a great show. Congratulations.
You and Elizabeth do a great job.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much.
And do call in, and you know the chat room's always open, so you can ask Aaron and Elizabeth questions. They've got great guests. Sunday, tune in.
That's right. Okay.
8 a.m.
And Sharon, the answer to your question is that you can no longer buy ammunition over the Internet. So that's why.
The end of that.
That's the end of that one. Tomorrow, Mark Walters, like we said, we're going to be talking about Second Amendment rights. And then Thursday, we're going to do a review of what's going on in America. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.